This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Because their wallets, their safety, their freedom, and their quality of their kids' education are under attack. So they're hitting their breaking point.
And they want to know, what are we doing?
Whoosh.
Today, Junior?
It is reckless.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm here today to have a debate. I do support fracking. I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking. Oz rule. I want to look into the face of every woman in Pennsylvania.
Solomon Grundy, take care of her. We hold up our end bargain. Now him deliver promise.
What qualifies you to be a U.S. Senator? You have 60 seconds.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Someone mentions that, remember Barbara Boxer? There was a general, I think. Wasn't it a general who said you're not calling me senator? I'm a senator. I worked hard to get here, and was yelling at the general, I think. He was calling her Ms. Boxer or something like that. Ooh, she was a horror. And 339 wants to know, does she have an MD license plate? I think she doesn't want Brandon to resign because she doesn't like to have to drive. But that's the nice thing about being a first lady, even a former first lady. You have security for the rest of your life, you know. That's why Hillary Clinton doesn't care about crime in New York, because she's got her own security force. But I want to play this Fetterman cut about the Supreme Court. And again, remember, before we go to the Trump line, remember, if you even hint that there was a problem with 2020 elections, you're an insurrectionist, you're a traitor to the country, you're a seditionist, whatever word they want to use. But it's okay to say that there may be cheating in this election, and there's certainly going to be cheating, as Hillary Clinton said, in the 2024 election. The election of Donald Trump in 2016 was illegitimate, ditto for both of Bush's elections in 2000 and 2004. But if you dispute 2020, that's you're not a good American. But here's Fetterman talking about what he thinks of the Supreme Court. Cut 24.
You know, I fundamentally believe that even though I don't agree with the ideological breakup of the Supreme Court, you know, I believe it's not about changing the rules. It's about acknowledging where we're at, much the way the Republicans want to try to change the Constitution about how our Supreme Court in Pennsylvania was going to be done, and I don't support that. So I think it's critical that we be consistent, and I do not believe in supporting the Supreme Court.
Would anyone like to tell me what exactly he meant by that? Any of that? The ideological breakup of the Supreme Court? Is he referring to the fact that that the Democrats basically encouraged their lunatic fringe supporters to reap the whirlwind and go after Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, after which a guy from California arrived with a gun and a knife in front of Brett Kavanaugh's house? Whatever happened to that case? And how's the leak investigation going on the Roe v. Wade overturning? Sam Alito, the justice, said that leak, which they're claiming they can't find who did it, or they haven't found out who did it all these months later, it endangered all the conservatives on the Supreme Court. I think he's absolutely right about that. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Joe Biden said John Fetterman is uniquely qualified to speak on his behalf.
And I think he is. Who could possibly disagree?
The one good thing about John Fetterman is that when he gives you his endorsement, it's always full-throated, and then some.
You know, he is a big football fan, as we've always known that. Cut 26.
The eyes of the state are on this debate tonight, but on Sunday they will be on Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia as the state's two NFL teams go head-to-head. Mr. Fetterman, Steelers or Eagles, and why?
Oh, clearly, always for the Steelers.
That's not what he's always said, though. This is like fracking, or like the Supreme Court. He's on both sides of this issue. Here's a flashback, cut 27.
And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles.
Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and as the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. As global unrest destabilizes the food supply chain, get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie20 to get 20% off your next purchase.
Howie, I think Fetterman showed a lot of courage last night when he finally acknowledged the elephantitis in the room.
He said elephant, but I get the joke.
Fetter birthing person was for banning fracking before he was lying.
That's true. When you're lying about fracking like that, you really probably shouldn't accuse other people of lying. But again, he's a Democrat, so what does it really matter? Cut 3.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. Here's a man that spent more than $20 million of his own money to try to buy that seat. I'm also having to talk about something called the Oz rule, that if he's on TV, he's lying. He did that during his career on his TV show. He's done that during his campaign about lying about our record here. And he's also lying probably during this debate.
So when were you lying, Fetterneck? When you said you were for fracking or when you said you were against fracking? When you said you were for the Eagles or when you said you were for the Steelers?
If only the wheels in Kamala's brain would go round and round.
You know, like most people, I rode the little school bus on occasion when I was a kid. And you know, it's not one of my fonder memories. I liked it a lot better when I got driven to school. As a matter of fact, I didn't even mind walking home from school when I lived close enough to the school that I could walk home. I didn't like the bus very much.
Honestly, at this point, I can't decide if Fetterman is writing Biden speeches or Biden is writing Fetterman speeches.
Or could Kamala be involved in him, too? Or Pelosi? Pelosi's another real wordsmith, a brilliant public speaker.
When John Fetterman first became lieutenant governor, he promised the good people of Pennsylvania they would see growth, and they assumed he meant economic growth, not something on the back of his neck.
How about student debt, Mr. Lieutenant Governor? Can you tell us about student debt, cut 21?
Dr. Oz, you know, loves free money when it's a half a million dollar tax break on one of his, you know, homes down in a ranch in Florida. And whether it was a $50 tax break, you know, about his farm in Montgomery County. So it's about supporting and helping, you know, young students to give them a break. I believe that supporting.
All right, let me just ask specifically.
It was like a prize fight, you know. You can't let someone get battered like that. Only in this case, he's battering himself. Oz is just standing over you know, 10 feet, 15 feet away from him doing nothing. And then they say he was smirking. He was smirking.
As a moon bat, I don't care how bad Fetterman is struggling. I'll vote for him anyway.
That's right. 18% in that TV station poll in Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh. 18% said that Fetterman won. Actually, the Philadelphia Inquirer, which used to be a newspaper, said that Fetterman won the debate. And the New York Times said, boy, didn't Fetterman do a great job going out there? And anyone who criticizes him is an ableist. An ableist. Which, what would you, rather be a transphobe or an ableist?
Lovey, did you hear Ginger's car claim that Florida's schools were so bad that he almost was held back at Deerfield? I guess that explains why he says claps in deletrius and got a 450 on his math SATs. Too bad they didn't videotape his Brown interview. It was probably reminiscent of last night's performance by John Fetterman. You know, Pennsylvania's bumbling Lieutenant Goiter.
I was going to respond to all of those lies, those calumnies. But I like that, Lieutenant Goiter. That's pretty funny.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Every weekday, the Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear the message you left, you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day. We have one. All the messages we didn't play just now, we put them out as the second Chump Line of the day. It's called Chop Chumps, and you can get Chop Chumps every weekday evening around 7 p.m. wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you today by ReadyWise. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. As global unrest destabilizes this food supply chain, get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie20 to get 20% off your next purchase.
Howie, I think Fetterman showed a lot of courage last night when he finally acknowledged the elephantitis in the room.
We got some other debates to get to. And by the way, Brandon made a few remarks today, too, at the White House. The stock markets have leveled off for a while. They may even go up briefly in anticipation of the red wave on November the 8th and at least a temporary return to political sanity. But don't be lulled into complacency. Brandon will still be the president. This may just be the calm before the storm. You know well that once the election is over, gas and fuel prices will really go through the roof. This is why you should start taking a look at precious metals right now. Historically, in terms of crisis like the one we're in right now, precious metals are one of the best ways to protect your assets. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold could go as high as $5,000 per ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years running, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
This week, Raycon is celebrating its five-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% off across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's five-year anniversary sale. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the Supreme Court ban the racist admissions policies of Harvard and UNC?
Yes.
95% of the audience says yes.
I briefly mentioned when we were talking to Leora Levy, her nomination to be ambassador to Chile was blocked by Chucky Schumer and Bob Menendez, the crooked New Jersey senator whose son, I believe, is running in Mr. Garcia's House district this year in the Newark, northern New Jersey. But I just said briefly there was a story that moved, and now it's in the New York Post. The feds are taking a second look at Senator Bob Menendez 5 years after an initial corruption investigation ended in a mistrial in Newark. An aide to the powerful chairman, soon to be former chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, told the New York Post today that Menendez, quote, is aware of an investigation but does not know the scope of said investigation. People, federal prosecutors in Manhattan have contacted people connected to Menendez and sent at least one subpoena in the case. Menendez was indicted in 2015 after federal prosecutors accused him of accepting lavish bribes from Palm Beach ophthalmologist Dr. Solomon Melgen. And he was taking trips to Paris, trips to the Dominican Republic. There were stories about who he was consorting with in the Dominican Republic. They were rather sordid tales. In return, he had getting the luxury jet trips and the vacations. He helped Melgen, the ophthalmologist who was later indicted for Medicare fraud, I believe, secure lucrative government contracts as well as visas for the doc's three foreign girlfriends. They were very hot looking Brazilian models, as they say. It's reported that the broad outlines of the probe are similar to the Melgen investigation, although it involves an entirely different group of people. Probably involves trips to sunny places by shady people, as Graham Greene used to say. 844-500-4242. Let's play cut 10 from Fetterman.
You know, what I support on Roe v. Wade. That was the law of the land for 50 years. He celebrated when it fell down, and I would fight to reestablish on Roe v. Wade. That's what I run on, that's what I believe, and I've always believed that the choice belongs women and their doctors, and he believes that the choice should be with him or Republican legislators all across this nation.
It's a choice Blaine. Blaine, a woman and her doctor. How would you make education more affordable? Again, the question is, how would you make education more affordable? Cut 22.
How exactly, Mr. Fetterman, do you propose doing that to make it more affordable for families?
No, I just believe, I just making it that much more, it costs too much, and I believe providing the resources to reduce the tuition to allow families to be able to afford it.
So he will make education more affordable by making families able to afford it. Why didn't we think of that before? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Have
Having a healthy daily routine is so important. It can make you feel productive or just bring you comfort through life's up and downs. Even better, knowing you can take premium audio with you thanks to Raycon wireless earbuds. And now's the time to get them because this week you can save up to 25% on Raycon products. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear. With Raycon, I can also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. This week, Raycon is celebrating its 5-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now, you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's 5-year anniversary sale. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. It was a bad day for the Democrats yesterday. Pretty much across the board. And I'm talking about the White House, too. KJP. The press spokesman for Brandon. She was asked what the GOP will do to the economy when they regain control of Congress in a couple of weeks, knock on wood. This was her cogent response, cut 9.
And, you know, it is reckless. It is playing a reckless game with our economy.
May we quote you on that, KJP? Boy, you are so articulate. Can we hear that one more time, please? Cut 9.
And you know, it is reckless. It is playing a reckless game with our economy.
You don't say. 844-500-4242. So, the debate last night between Congressman Lee Zeldin from New York, the Republican candidate for governor of New York, and the incumbent accidental governor, Kathy Hochul, who took over for Andrew Cuomo, a one-term congresswoman, defeated 1.5 terms, I guess you'd say, and the former county treasurer of Erie County, which is Buffalo. She talk about someone who's out of touch. Listen, this is, again, this, I think I said this earlier, I think this is the Marie Antoinette moment of the year for a Democrat politician. This starts with Zeldin, and then it goes to Hochul. Cut 5.
This governor, who still, to this moment, we're halfway through the debate, she still hasn't talked about locking up anyone committing any crimes.
Okay.
Anyone who commits a crime under our laws, especially with the change they made to bail, has consequences. I don't know why that's so important.
Locking up criminals. She doesn't know why that's so important to him.
I don't care why this guy doesn't want to die all that much.
I mean, just because some drunk Democrat who was one of my supporters tried to stab you up on a platform, and just because some gangbangers had a shootout right outside your house while your two teenage daughters were doing their homework on a Sunday night while you and your wife weren't there, what the hell? Just because people are getting pushed in front of subways every day. But he really went after her, though. This is this next cut. Listen to what he says to Kathy Hochul about the violent crime in New York. Cut 6.
But it's about getting the guns off the streets. That's the first start. We have more to do, but I'm the one to do it.
Did you want to respond?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Unfortunately, Kathy Hochul believes that the only crimes that are being committed are these crimes with guns. And you have people who are afraid of being pushed in front of oncoming subway cars. They're being stabbed, beaten to death on the street with hammers. Go talk to the Asian American community and how it's impacted them with the loss of lives. Jewish people targeted with raw, violent anti-Semitism on our streets. It just happened yet again. We need to be talking about all of these other crimes, but instead, Kathy Hochul's too busy patting herself on the back. Job well done. No, actually, right now, there should be a special session. The state legislature should come back and they should overhaul cashless bail and these other pro-criminal laws with zero tolerance. But they're saying, elect me. She says, elect me, and then you'll find out where maybe I'll stand on this issue in January.
Couldn't do much better than that, could you? Hochul has expressed support for the no bail law signed by former Governor Cuomo, writing in an op-ed, the reforms were successful, but, she added, listen to this, this is the but, since the law was passed, we have seen a distressing increase in shootings and homicide. Shootings and homicides. But other than that, it's working out splendidly, splendidly. Meanwhile, she did sign off on an $850 million new stadium for the owner of the Buffalo Bills, Terry Pegula, who now lives in the Sunshine State of Florida, not far from where I have fled. Although, like him, I still have a house in the cold, dark Northeast. This is from the New York Post. Congrats to Terry Pegula for moving up 60 spots on the Forbes list of the wealthiest Americans to number 128. His estimated net worth, $6.7 billion, up from $5.7 billion last year. So he made $1 billion in a year. Of course, we wouldn't normally care about the good fortune of a Florida billionaire, except that Pegula owns the Buffalo Bills, probably the best team in the league at this particular moment. They're number one on all the power rankings. The team this year nabbed $850 million in New York taxpayer largesse for a new stadium, thanks single-handedly to the iron will of I'm calling everybody doctor, it's a Democrat, Governor Kathy Hochul, who muscled the assembly into okaying the deal. Her husband's company, which handles Bill's concession, surely liked the deal as well. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? So she took care of Terry Pegula, but she doesn't care about the strap hangers in New York. And it's not just in New York City either. I mean, there's violence everywhere in New York State. Didn't they just indict the mayor of Rochester? Or they indicted it? Well, she was forced out of office. She was involved in drug deals, I think, with her boyfriend and all that stuff. They're a great group of people, the New York Democrat Party. Going back to client number 9, Elliot Spitzer, and Andrew Cuomo, and the former attorney general, the current attorney general, all of them bad, bad people. 844-500-4242. Chuck, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yes, Chuck. I'd like to talk about the 6th Congressional District, which Seth Moulton is congressman.
Yes.
He has yet to campaign at all. He has yet to have any town hall meetings, no Zoom meetings, and has done nothing to do to have himself reelected. Unless it is within his agenda, he speaks nothing to the constituents of the 6th District. How do you feel about a candidate that does no campaigning trying to get elected, reelected?
The Republicans have to put up a serious candidate against him. How much money has Bob May got?
I don't know.
Has he got an organization? Has he got any yard signs? I mean, it's terrible that these candidates are running either unopposed or next to unopposed, and it's too bad. But you know what can I do about it? You know, you gotta recruit some people. You gotta develop a farm team. The Republican Party in Massachusetts is just on its heels. I wouldn't say it's on its last legs, but I don't believe it's been this weak probably since 1986. Thanks for the call, Chuck. 844-500-4242. So just, you know, you go up above the line into New Hampshire, and you have a competitive race. I think Caroline Leavitt is going to win that race, and that's the district directly north of the 6th Congressional District in Massachusetts, where Seth Moulton, a horrible candidate and a not very nice person, is basically running unopposed. I mean, you know, this guy Bob May is on the ticket, but he's not going anywhere. But this is Caroline Leavitt last night in her debate against Chris Pappas. And she was endorsed yesterday by the Manchester Police Union, even though Manchester, New Hampshire is Chris Pappas' hometown. So I guess they know the guy pretty well, and they know why they don't want him as their congressman anymore. So she's talking about the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, the ridiculously named Inflation Reduction Act and what it really does. And of course Pappas voted for it because he votes for everything that Pelosi and Schumer and Brandon want. Cut 13, Caroline Leavitt.
To how we lower costs for families right now, and I was proud to support it.
If I may, please. The Inflation Reduction Act spent another $750 billion your tax dollars, another $750 billion on top of the $5 trillion that has already been spent. Everybody knows you can't spend more money to reduce inflation. That's not how the economy works. And so you're stealing tax dollars from these hardworking people to pass your pet projects. And also included in that bill that's very, very, very harmful to our business community is the hiring of 87,000 new IRS agents that will snoop into your bank accounts to find ways to steal your money to pay for the socialist spending sprees of the Democrats in Washington, D.C. Yes, that's absolutely true. And it's a point that you consistently forget to bring up when you talk about that $750 billion piece of legislation.
You know, he's not even, you know, disputing it that vociferously, because he knows it is true. It's all boondoggles. It's payoffs for worthless, stupid projects to Democrat bundlers and subsidized welfare recipients who call themselves environmental justice coordinators and sustainability activists. But they're on welfare. That's what it boils down to. The only thing is, it's welfare that pays $150,000, $200,000 a year. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, I lived in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania.
Yeah?
Which was about 5 miles from Braddock. So
I'll bet you didn't drive through Braddock too often, did you, Bill?
Well, here's the thing. I was about 5 miles away, which you had to get across the river.
Yeah.
And once you got across the river, it was another world.
What river was that? The Monongahela? Is that what it's called?
I believe it was the Monongahela, yeah, because it was right over Kennywood Park. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was treacherous. So
and there were only 1,800 people there too, right? I mean, it's you could hardly call it a city. It's barely a town in most places.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I'm 51 years old, but whenever my parents grew up, they said, hey, Braddock was a booming town. They were talking about 20-plus thousand people that live there, and now there's nothing there.
I think it's down to like 1,800 people, isn't it? It went from 20,000 to 1,800? Good Lord, that makes Detroit look like a flourishing metropolis. Wow, I didn't know it was that bad. So he was asked about his record on crime, you know, because he once there was an unarmed black guy and he pulled a shotgun on him, and he makes it out like he's dirty Fetternick instead of being dirty Harry. Here's cut 15.
I believe that I run on my record on crime. You know, I ran to be mayor back in 2005 in order to fight gun violence, and that's exactly what I did. And working with the police and working with our community, I was able to stop gun violence for 5.5 years as mayor, ever accomplished before or since my time as mayor, because I'm the only person on this stage right now that has was successful about pushing back against gun violence and being the community more safe. You know, all he's done
being
is just put a plan
safe.
Up on his website in the last 24 hours.
You know, here's how it works. If you have a crime problem in the community and everybody leaves the community, guess what? Your crime stats are under control again. So you get it down from 20,000 people to under 1,800 people. You're gonna have less violence in all likelihood. 90% drop in population? I don't know. 80-90% drop in crime. Good work, former Mayor Fetternick. Here's how much we love Omaha Steaks here at the Howie Carr Show. We're giving gift packages of these amazing American-grown meats and other foods to some of our bigger clients for Christmas this year. Omaha Steaks are delivered right to your door or to somebody you'd really like to make happy, whoever that might be. Nobody's ever disappointed to receive a delivery from Omaha Steaks. If you're not familiar with Omaha Steaks, this is a good time to check them out because their semi-annual 50% off sale is going on right now. You can get any of their fantastic products, including every possible kind of scrumptious steak, for half price. And you can take an extra $30 off at checkout when you use code word Howie. Minimum purchase may be required. My listeners love to buy American and support America. That's another great reason to buy Omaha Steaks. All their meat is American produced, not like some of the other companies. So the next time you're eating an Omaha Angus burger, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, or gourmet jumbo Frank, you can feel good about your purchase. It's the best of both worlds, quality meat and American made. Everything Omaha Steaks produces is of the finest quality. Those jumbo Franks, everyone agrees they're the best ever. Grace's producer, Jared, Patrice from Arlington, my son-in-law. I love their specialty steaks. Their caramelized apple tarts for dessert are amazing as well. Fish, pork chops, chicken breasts, potatoes, everything for everybody in your family. Right now, take advantage of 50% off site-wide by shopping their semi-annual sale. This sale only happens twice a year, and it's now on with 50% off delicious customer favorites. And when you use promo code Howie at checkout, take an additional $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required for discounts. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak, it's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. That's omahasteaks.com, code Howie at checkout. Minimum order may be required. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got and win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
Apparently, Fetternick stopped by the Harvard Kennedy School of Government for a cup of coffee. No, he didn't. He didn't. He wasn't there at the same time I was there as a adjunct professor for 5 weeks. So I have Harvard credentials just like he does. You know, as Sonny the late Sonny McDonough, the governor's counselor, said, that's where the Kennedy School is where you go to learn how to lose elections. And judging by last night's debate performance, he must have been magna cum laude, summa cum laude, Phi Beta Kappa. Because I think he's gonna lose. Here he is talking about defending the community when he was the mayor of Braddock. This is when he pulled the shotgun on the unarmed black guy. Cut 18.
I made the opportunity to defend our community as the chief law enforcement officer there. Everybody in Braddock, an overwhelmingly majority community of black community, all understood what happened. You know, they understood what happened. And everybody agreed that, and nobody believes that it was anything about me making a split-second decision to defend our community as well.
That's, you know, you've heard of BIPOC. This is COB, Community of Black. Wow. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, good to talk with you again.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, you
go ahead.
Listening to you on WVOM. I love the streaming service.
Thank you.
I live in northeastern Pennsylvania, okay? So I am deep involved with Fetterman. I could not believe how bad he did. And the fracking thing, okay? We live in the heart of the Marcellus Shale region, okay?
Right.
And he says he's not, he's opposed to fracking, and now, like, he decides he's going to want to, oh, he's all for fracking.
I know, and the Philadelphia Inquirer says he won the debate, John.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The New York Times, the Stinkquirer said, the Philadelphia Stinkquirer said he won the debate.
Yeah. I remember when that used to be a newspaper. That's how old I am. I'm Howie Carr.